When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, my husband and fellow realtor. And our special, special guest, Jamie Nikveski with Valentine Construction. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for coming back. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors, and we've been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
And you can search our listings or the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Jamie.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Last week you were in, you were here with us, and we talked about some remodeling projects and your background. Again, quickly, what's your background?
We've been in business for 15 years. We're out of the Clark Summit area. The name of the company is Valentine Construction. You can reach us at 586-7647 or at our email at valentine@comcast.net.
And Valentine Construction is named after?
That's actually my middle name.
Okay.
I thought that Valentine was a more appealing name, Valentine Construction, than Nikveski Construction, and certainly easier to remember.
It's very easy to remember. And your tagline is, you're a company with a heart?
A company with a heart.
Okay. All right. So on today's show, I thought I'd ask you some questions about, do you use subcontractors?
We do. When we get to someone's house, we want to be as expedient as we can on completing the project. So we do bring in subcontractors, and that's a very good point, Jackie, that you need to be trustworthy of your contractors, of your subcontractors. They reflect on us. They reflect on our time. They can make or break a job. We do have a series of plumbing HVAC contractors that we use. We do most of our own electrical, carpentry work, and cabinet work. But we do have to use subcontractors on occasion. And it took me years and going through many different companies and many different guys. And we have a great group of subcontractors now that we trust, that are trustworthy, that do the caliber of work we need them to do. And so I found myself lucky to surround myself with the guys that we do. I always try to hire the best and the brightest and the guys that are reliable.
Well, that's key, obviously. But when we were doing our house and you weren't involved in that, Jamie, because I think it would have been different, we had a sheetrock nightmare.
Yes, we had a sheetrock incident where the sheetrockers didn't show up. I think they forgot the address or something. And then when they finally did show up 3 weeks later, they started putting the sheetrock up crooked and they were burying all my outlets. So we had a fire there, them on the spot. And when we got sheetrockers in, I had so many outlets all over the house. I was right in where the outlets were on the floor so they wouldn't bury my outlets.
Well, you can't have everything, Pat. You can't have sheetrock and outlets.
Sheetrock and outlets. I know, I asked for a lot. And they still buried a couple here and there that I found. Thank God. I mean, it's written on the floor. It's really, you can't miss it.
That's why it's important to have good subs guys beneath you that you're responsible for that you don't have to go to bed worrying about.
Well, this is it. I mean, this that brought a lot of tension, you know, with the whole project and between myself and my husband. It was a nightmare, but it put us behind at least a month.
A month, oh, yeah. Absolutely. And time is money.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does, when you do a remodel job in someone's home, you're affecting their lives. You're upsetting their lives. And the longer that drags on, the harder their life is and the less pleasant the project is. Nobody likes to get work done.
Mm-mm.
It's an inconvenience. It's tough. It makes things hard on the family, especially when you're doing a kitchen or a bathroom. So you try to get that done as quickly as you can, get these folks back to their lives and make sure they're happy with the finished product.
Now, here's a question, and it's a general question. Is it better to, in your experience, to renovate something or demolish it?
That's really a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
The problem with that is sometimes people try and stretch to renovate something when it should really be taken down to the studs and done over. It really is on a case-by-case. Lately, we've been doing a lot of work, doing a lot of just smaller renovations rather than full demolitions that we have been doing, just because the penny's a little tighter for folks right now. The economy's not doing well. We find ourselves doing a lot of just cosmetic stuff, hardware changes, countertop changes. In bathrooms, we're doing basically a lot of the fixtures we're reusing that are fine. They're just changing out things that need to be done, things that have deteriorated around tubs, showers, baths. We're doing a lot more need-to work lately than we are want-to work.
Mm-hmm.
Things are tight for folks, and they're tightening up and doing what they have to do. We are still doing a lot of built-ins and cabinet work, but you find it on a smaller scale now.
Well, and you're still busy, so...
We're working every day.
Right.
But normally we're booked 2 to 3 months in advance, and right now we're not. We're okay. Probably a month out. So you can see if the phone's not ringing as much, and when it does ring, they're not the big projects you like to get. They're smaller projects. We'll take anything. Anything mm-hmm. is great. Nothing's too big or too small for us. So you take what comes in. And, you know, you like to be on a project for 4 or 5 weeks, but we're getting a lot of 2-3 day jobs, 1 week jobs. But it is what it is.
Yeah, last week you were talking about kitchens and the price range of renovating a kitchen. I don't know. You said, where did it start at? Like 10? You could go up to 30?
Oh, yeah. A kitchen, well, you can. We've actually done some kitchens, believe it or not, that have been over $100,000.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. But we've done the majority. If you want to get a ballpark number on a kitchen, it's normally for a total, the grand tour, we always call it, to bring it down and take it back exactly where we want to be with it. All new cabinets, countertops, flooring, ceilings, lighting. Standard is about $30,000. $30,000 to $40,000, depending on how high-end on your materials you're going. If you're going silestone or quartz or granite or a laminate or flatwork. It all depends on the project, obviously. But a good number to think of is a kitchen's about $30,000 and a bathroom is normally... A bathroom is another project that, depending on your fixtures and what you pick, can go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But a standard bathroom is maybe $10,000 to $15,000. We have done some that have been as much as $40,000 with steam rooms and multiple head showers and jacuzzis. I mean, the sky's the limit on what's available today.
Sure.
So as a realtor, Jackie, do you think it's better to renovate a kitchen or a bathroom or add a half a bath? What do you think if somebody's got a certain amount of money? What do you think would add the most value to their home?
Well, a lot of people these days like multiple bathrooms. So if there's only one bathroom in a house, usually when we go in and somebody says they need more bathrooms, it would benefit them to add a bathroom on the first floor.
Oh, absolutely. And I found another thing, too, that a lot of folks like to bring old school was the laundry room in the basement. Everyone in the basement to the laundry room. And then they moved to the first floor. Now we've moved this year alone. I think we've put in a dozen laundry rooms on the second floor. So whoever's doing the laundry certainly doesn't like to carry baskets up and down the stairs all the time. Well, the laundry's created upstairs. The kids take it off upstairs. So we've been putting a lot of laundry rooms on second floor. Sometimes it offers a challenge with venting and getting things there, but they're always very happy when we're done with it.
Well, a laundry chute.
Maybe we can move the washer and a dryer to the second floor.
Laundry chute.
It would
chute.
Be easier.
This brings up with the laundry chute. I wanted a laundry chute. I do not have a laundry chute. However, thinking about that second floor laundry room, now my father was in insurance for so many years. And one of the things that I remember him, he used to talk about in terms of having a laundry room for convenience purposes on a second floor. However, he had a lot of claims when people don't, and a lot of people don't, move their lever and shut the water off, and the
the supply line, the for supply the washing
lines break.
Right.
Yes. Right. That's why we always recommend, and when we ever do a laundry room, we use stainless steel braided lines for the supply lines for the washer. And if you go away, regardless of the substrate you're using, if it's stainless or otherwise, if you're going anywhere for a weekend, shut off your main or turn off your washing machine. You're just asking for trouble if you don't.
His sermons were so ingrained in my mind. When I would shut it off every day.
And the washing machine was in the basement.
Uh-huh, and the wash. But you know what?
That's a little overkill, Jackie.
Well, I know, but that's the way, I mean, I could just see.
That's the way it was when we first met, when we first got married.
I would always turn that lever all the way up to make sure, because my father just, there was one of those things. And he just.
I turned the washing machine on and it didn't work. The water's not turned on.
Well, at least better safe than sorry, right, Jackie?
Yes.
Well, that's the way it is. I like to be safe. Yeah. Okay. Now, how about hardwood flooring versus wall-to-wall? Do you have any opinions with that?
Again, it depends on the feel you want for the room, but you can't go wrong with hardwood, ever, I don't think.
That's what I say.
It gives a great warm feeling to any room. It adds a touch of class. The installation and the purchase of hardwood is obviously more expensive than carpeting, probably threefold, but the longevity of the hardwood is forever. And even if you get a pre-finished hardwood, a lot of folks don't realize you can get a pre-finished floor, and 10 or 15 years down the road, if you feel as though it is wearing and to a degree that you don't like, you get it sanded down and refinished just like you would any other hardwood floor. A lot of people don't think you can do that. You absolutely can. So longevity, you're never going to get 80 years out of a carpet, but you'll certainly get every bit of it out of a hardwood floor.
I've been in some houses, I think, that they try to get 80 years out of a carpet.
It doesn't work out
no,
well.
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't wear well.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, and our contractor with a heart, Jamie Nagveski, Valentine Construction. We're going to be going to a break in a short bit. Before we do so, we like to talk about a listing. And this listing is a parcel of land located on Windsor Way in the Windsor Hill development. It's 3.05 acres. It's wooded. It's beautiful. It's a nice piece of property. It has a shale driveway, which leads up to a perfect spot for a home. There's a stream that runs along the property. And the nice thing about this development is it's very close to main roads, 348 and Hamlin, and minutes from Scranton and all the interstates, 84, 380, 81, and moments from those interstates. And it's an upscale development. And the nice thing about this development is all the homes have their own personality. A lot of times you go to a development and homes are very similar to one another. Not here. Each one has its own personality, and so it's unique. Very beautiful lot, wooded, and it's 3.05 acres for $117,900. Again, that's Windsor Way in the Windsor Hill development. Okay, it's break time, so we'll be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy's on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation. Harvesting the power of the internet, they'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. And our special guest, Jamie Nagveski with Valentine Construction.
Good morning, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. And today, so far, we've been discussing hardwood floors are probably better than wall-to-wall carpeting. Has to do with, you know, the individual and their needs, but hardwood certainly lasts longer than carpeting, and rough ideas about how much a kitchen remodel would cost. You can go up to $100,000, but
yeah, we've actually done one that was just over $100,000, believe it or not.
Wow.
It was an amazing kitchen. It was over 700 square feet. The general number is probably around 30, if that's what you're looking to do, and that's for a complete remodel with lighting. Normally 30 doesn't include your appliances, because the appliances can skyrocket as well, depending on what you're going with. Especially the trend now is going to dual fuels. So your range alone can cost you $4,000 to $7,000.
Just for your range.
What's a dual fueled?
A dual fuel is the cooktop is gas and the oven is electric with convection. The professional chefs in the world believe that gas is the best to cook with and electric is the best to bake with. So they've put it into one unit, so you have to have both fuel supplies to the unit. But you'll very rarely find one for under $4,000 or $5,000.
Wow.
Well, we have no chefs in our kitchen, so
no,
we don't have
no
to worry
chefs
about
and
using
no future
that.
Chefs. No.
Jackie makes the best reservations for dinner, let me tell you.
She's got a skill.
Yes, she does.
I like the way you think, Jamie. Wow. Okay. And on bathrooms, we're talking on a remodel somewhere 10, 15.
10 or 15,000. There, you'll see a lot of advertising and commercials for these companies that will come in and go over your tub and over your, and they have their place. If you're someone who may be a little older and on a fixed income and you're having a hard time getting in and out of your tub anymore, you know, it's the thing. You know, it might be the thing for you, but you really can't. You really can't get what you need from a company like that, where if you want a whole new bathroom, it's not done. If you want, and it can't be done in a day, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the look that you want, you need to demo what's there. And the thing that always scared me about that kind of thing was when they cover it up, you're covering up a lot of things. And there's, you know, the walls are mostly adhered on with an adhesive. And so there's some concern with me. I have with it. Not saying that they're not good products. Mm-hmm. They certainly have their place and they serve their purpose. But a standard bathroom, if you were to remodel it from stem to stern, you know, if you stay reasonable with what you're doing, normally between 10 and 15,000.
Okay. Now, you know, the thing today, the latest in the kitchens, a lot of people are going with the granite.
Right.
Now, granite countertops. There's quartz, which is very the look is similar to the granite, correct?
Right. Yeah, we've noticed a trend actually moving more towards quartz than granite. It's moving away from granite a little bit.
Why is that?
Well, granite is a stone. It's a slab of stone that you would bring in. Now they hone it and shape it, and it's beautiful. But granite will take a stain. If you were to, the kids spilled gravy on it and you didn't get it off right away, you didn't know it was there, or melted butter on it, it will absorb a stain. It will darken. It will change. Where quartz is actually a man-made material. It is made from quartz, but quartz is very brittle and it can't be put in a slab like a piece of granite can. Quartz is ground up and mixed with a resin and then pressed under extreme pressures, and it's turned into a slab. Cambria makes a fantastic, beautiful quartz. So it is actually, I'm not sure the percentages, I believe it's about 60% resin and 40% quartz. But the quartz stone is beautiful. It has a lot of sheen to it, a lot of glimmer. And what's great about quartz is nothing hurts it. You can spill whatever you want on it, wipes right off. You can basically cut on it. If you put a hot pot on it by mistake, you're not going to have an issue. So it's moving, and there's a lot more selection with quartz. And also, customers like it more because you don't have to go to a yard to pick out your countertop. The sample that you get from wherever your supply house may be, the sample you look at is what you are getting. There's no color variations. There's no change. The sample you see is what you're getting.
And how does it compare in cost?
The cost isn't really a big issue when it gets to that point. It's within 10% of granite. It's about 10% cheaper than granite.
Okay. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor, and Jamie Nagveski, Valentine Construction. Jamie, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do so?
Well, they can get us on our business phone at 570-586-7647. Or email us at valentine, C-O-N-S-T, @comcast.net.
Do you see much interest or demand for green construction, energy efficiency items?
Oh, energy efficiency.
Well, certainly,
I like that.
Certainly energy efficiency. We're not getting a lot of call or concern for green materials. There are a lot out there. They're not very readily accessible to us here yet. They are out west. I just did a job in California this past summer, and there were a lot of green materials available. They are more expensive, anywhere from 30 to 40% more. It's not a big concern here yet, but certainly energy efficiency. We've been doing a lot of replacement windows. We've been doing a lot of insulating. So people are concerned, and also we've been putting in a lot of high-efficiency furnaces, 95%. And this is a great time to do it this year, last year, next year. You're getting enormous rebates, not only from the state, but federal government as well.
Mm-hmm. So do you see it coming?
It's eventually, I think it's going to be a mandate like it is out west. Just like they put 10% ethanol in our gas, there's going to be a percentage that you're going to have to use construction of green materials. You know, it's moving this way. A lot of things seem to start on the west coast and work their way over.
Yes, for sure. Okay, well, that's something that we'll have to look forward to.
Well, I like energy efficiency. We had Bob Warner on the show, and he says when you turn on the thermostat, he says you just think of it as burning money.
That's it.
Yeah.
So efficiency is certainly something everybody's concerned about, especially with fuel prices. But as far as green construction, we haven't had, actually, I've never gotten any call or concern on the building materials we're using, whether they're recycled or not.
Okay. How about those replacement windows you've been doing? What kind of replacement windows do you like to work with, or is there any type of product?
Well, it depends. A lot of times we're trying to match into windows. We just did a job with Marvin. Marvin just came out with a fantastic line of replacement windows. They never had a replacement window before. They just started a new line, I believe, in Michigan. Gorgeous windows. A little pricey, but beautiful. We do a lot of Dove, Anderson, and Pella as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing, believe it or not. Your doors, your old wooden doors, your old windows, the energy that leaves them is amazing. When we do a job, people, when we call it a check to make sure everything's okay, they're always like, I can't believe how much warmer my house is. I don't know if I'm going to see it in my bill yet. I haven't gotten it yet, but my house is so much warmer. There's no draft. There's no wind. There's, you know, so it's nice to see them pleased when you're done.
Okay, so this is another question you probably can't answer because window sizes are different everywhere you go, but
A standard window in a house you could replace with a standard replacement window. Now, all windows now, because of UCC regulation and energy efficiency guidelines, are now low-E argon. Low-E is a film that's put on the window to stop UV penetration, to stop heat and cooling loss. And argon is the gas they fill with it now rather than being a vacuum. A standard low-E argon window, say no grill, standard size, installed, you're looking at probably around $250 per unit.
That saves a lot of money. That money's not flying out the window anymore.
Well, you know, in a year or two, you do recoup that on what you're saving on, especially if you had older double-hung windows or old casement windows that are very inefficient. So in a year or two, you did replace the, or you did, you know, replace the cost that had to have them installed. And I'm sure Jackie will tell you the property value on a house with new windows has to be much higher than one with the old ones that people have to deal with.
Right, for sure. How about the old-style casement windows with the no storms?
Yeah, terrible.
Open the window and take your money and just throw it out.
Yeah, people have finally gotten fed up enough with all the price rate, with all the increases in gas and oil. Home heating oil now is at an all-time high, and we're getting a lot of replacement window jobs.
Right, I would imagine. So when people are looking at a house or they have a house in the basement, say there's a crack in the foundation,
mm-hmm.
and times we come across this in the field where we see a crack, either vertical or horizontal, what's usually an indication that it's a bad foundation?
Well, a vertical crack is much less of a concern than a horizontal crack. A vertical crack is normally just, there could have been a slight amount of settling in that area. A lot of times you'll see them over doorways. You'll see a zigzag pattern above your doorway. All lintels above it, it's not an issue. It's they crack. It's the nature of block. It's the nature of mortar. If you see bowing in your basement and a bowing wall, that's a concern because what's happening is the earth outside of the bowing area, the dirt is not packed enough, so it's loose. It's absorbing the water that's coming in as groundwater and swelling like a sponge would and pushing on your foundations, the path of least resistance it'll push in. If that happens, if it gets to a degree, then you have to take that out, excavate, and redo a foundation. But there are great products out there. There's a local company named Marciano Masonry who has this great thing. I believe it's called a wall tie system, which they dig out in the yard about 20 feet, just a hole, and put a huge anchor on it. And every day you tighten it with a torque wrench and it pulls the foundations right back. I've seen him do things that I couldn't believe could be done. But small cracks in foundation is par for the course. It's standard. It's when you're starting to get water that water will deteriorate your basement. If there's water, then you do have to do some waterproofing.
Okay. Before we close, because we're quickly approaching that time, do you have any tips for homeowners in terms of, you know, things that they can do?
Well, there are so many selections now for if you want to improve your home, you don't have to get into the full demolition. I think people don't realize how much you can do for how little money. We've gotten the big trend now is to just do a slight spruce up rather than a full remodel because things are tight for folks right now. With some countertops, tile, backsplash, dressing up the floor, possibly regrouting it, maybe changing a few lights, adding a few lights, changing your hardware. You can really make, I believe people live in their kitchens. That's where you spend most of your time. So that's what you want to look nice and be very functional for you. So I believe the best thing you could do for your house is your kitchen. I'm a big fan of that. I have three children myself, and we very rarely leave the kitchen except to go to bed. We have some great ideas. We have some great plans for kitchens and sprucing them up. You know, if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you.
Okay. And again, your contact information?
My office number is 586-7647, and email is valentine, valentine@comcast.net.
Okay. There's so much to talk about with you, Jamie. I would love to have you back on a future show.
Well, we'd love to be back.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about a future date at some point, but we didn't barely touch on the things that I wanted to.
Yeah, we barely scratched the surface. Mm-hmm. We have a pile full of stuff we didn't even talk about.
We'll come back again.
Okay. All right. We'd love you to come back. So thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Before we close, we have a listing.
Okay. We have a listing at 2141 Wayne Avenue in Scranton. It's listed for $59,000. It's four bedrooms and two baths. It's a spacious four-bedroom home. It's currently being used as a two-family, but the best use would be as a single. It's got an eat-in kitchen, updated electric, and a fenced-in yard. The taxes are very reasonable at $1,450. And I think for a family, for four bedrooms and two baths, you can't beat that for $59,000. That's 2141 Wayne Avenue in Scranton.
Okay, thank you, Pat. We'll close with the tip. If you're looking to buy and sell all at once, then a lot of people do this. First things first, sell your home, your current home. You may need the money from that home in order to purchase your new one. So sometimes selling that one first would make it easier. With that in mind, be proactive. Get a home inspection so that you can find out any potential issues that will slow the sale process. Then repair or adjust your asking price before you list your home for sale. Get your home on the market as soon as possible with your realtor. Delaying listing your home will result in a shorter time frame to get it sold.
That is true. That is really, that's a good tip.
So you like my advice?
I like your tip.
Mm-hmm.
You should be a realtor.
All right.
You should be a realtor.
Okay. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, with Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, Pat Devaney, realtor and husband from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, and our special guest, Jamie Nagveski, Valentine Construction. If you have any questions during the week, feel free to email us
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality. by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation. Harvesting the power of the internet, they'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.